Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to third. West moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. West moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Carey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. West reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walkup, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Whitehead goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. the Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Huffman interferes with Sewell, who is awarded first base. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Huffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-2 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. West reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Clift moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Clint Brown now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cliff scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-3 in the game. Walkup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Clint Brown. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.